Coming up on this edition of the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, why did Governor Kemp visit a local business, and who received an organ transplant from a friend? We've got these stories and more.
Carriage Kia in Gainesville and Woodstock has up to $6,000 in rebates right now during the summer sticker event. New 2019 Optima, Sorento, Sportage, Stinger, and Forte. 66 months, 0% for qualified buyers only at Carriage Kia, Gainesville, and Woodstock.
The Cherokee Community Minute is brought to you by Cherokee Focus. Do you have a passion for your community? Do you often ask yourself, how can I give back? Did someone do something for a younger you that propelled you into the person you are today? If you live, work, or play in Cherokee County and are looking to find a way to plug into the community, think Cherokee Focus. Cherokee Focus is now accepting applications for the Cherokee Youth Works program. We provide out-of-school youth ages 16 to 24 with GED prep, life skills, work readiness, paid work experiences, along with assistance in college enrollment and obtaining sustainable employment. If you could use some assistance in one of these areas or know someone who does, visit us online at CherokeeFocus.org. That's CherokeeFocus.org. And remember, through people, partnerships, and possibilities, we can make a stronger Cherokee.
Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the only local news podcast just for Cherokee County. Brought to you by the Cherokee Tribune Ledger News and the BG Podcast Network. I'm Marcel Pertu. Here are the stories your friends and neighbors will be talking about. Governor Brian Kemp spent some time in Ball Ground this week visiting the manufacturing facility of Care Incorporated and getting a personal look at the trailer used to introduce students to skilled technical professions. Kemp's visit was part of a day-long tour visiting local businesses in the region, celebrating economic development and showing support for those companies and impacts they have on the state's economy. Kemp and his staff were given a private tour of the Care facility. They also saw the Be Pro, Be Proud trailer, taking the opportunity to see all it has to offer and the things it can teach visiting students. The Woodstock Public Safety Foundation is making a last-minute push for sponsors and participants for its annual golf tournament. This year's event will be held on Tuesday, October 13th at the golf club at Bradshaw Farm in Woodstock. In addition to supporting the Shop with a Hero program the foundation holds every year, the money raised through the golf tournament helps with a number of other organizations, as well as an emergency aid program to help public safety employees who have been injured in the line of duty, the purchase of special equipment for the police and fire departments, and education materials. For more information, visit woodstockga.gov/PS Foundation. Which local team is peddling its way to success, and who received an organ transplant from a friend? On the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
At Monday night's meeting of the Woodstock City Council, the council approved a pair of conditional use permits to allow for the expansion of a self-storage facility. Life Storage requested the permits to expand the facility located at 3369 Trickham Road, 42 Sycamore Lane, for more storage space, but also for the outdoor storage of recreational vehicles on site. A subsequent motion to approve both conditional use permits, including the recommendation forwarded by staff, with the condition that the van typically offered by the company for loading and unloading will be allowed on site, but not vehicles for rental, was approved by the council. The Woodstock High School mountain bike team has gotten off to a hot start in its fourth season of existence. It took first place in the second race of the 2020 Georgia Interscholastic Cycling League season at Kingston Downs near Rome, September 27th. Made up of 18 athletes ranging from 6th graders to high school seniors, the Woodstock High School mountain bike team is one of the 65 high school and composite teams of more than 800 student athletes from across the state competing in the Georgia Interscholastic Cycling League. The Woodstock team has taken a firm lead in its hunt for its first state championship. The team returns to action October 10th at Dawson Trails in Jackson. On Friday, Cherokee High School student Maggie Haynes received a kidney transplant thanks to Joyce Silk, a Cherokee school employee. The two came together thanks to a discussion late last year between Joy and Maggie's aunt, a teacher at Indian Knoll Elementary School. At the time, Joy's mother was recovering from being a kidney donor. Later, the friend mentioned that Maggie needed a kidney transplant sooner than previously thought. Silk immediately submitted her name to the Living Donor Program at Emory Healthcare. It was deemed a perfect match. For more information on this amazing story, visit TribuneLedgerNews.com. Thank you for joining us for the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast from your hyper-local news source, the Cherokee Tribune Ledger News. Grab a copy of today's paper and visit Cherokee Tribune Ledger News online for complete details on the stories we've discussed, plus more stories that affect you and the citizens of Cherokee and surrounding areas. Subscribe and share this podcast to get all of your latest hyper-local updates, or ask Google Home to play the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast for you. Share your thoughts or questions with us in the comments section or call our podcast comment line at 404-997-8655. We might share your comment on an upcoming episode. The Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast is produced by BG Ad Group, Marcel Perdue producer, Jacob Sutherland director. Copyright 2020, all rights reserved.